Tick tock, tick tock. August 29th, finally the day has come when I am gonna come face to face with my ungrateful co-host, with that big turncoat, and with that piece of garbage, Coney Funk. Coney, you step out of line and you step in my business, I'll slap the taste out of your mouth. Sean, you step in my face, I might do the same to you. There is no peace, there is no love, and there is no wrestling audio revolution without the Grime Minister.
To all our great fans, I sincerely apologize for things that have gone down in the last few weeks. I have no idea what's going on. I have done everything I could to avoid this confrontation, but I guess today it's going to happen. We're going to have to see what goes on. And now we go on to what was the greatest wrestling show on the earth, Wrestling Audio Revolution. After today, who knows?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the one and only Sold Out Wrestling Show, you know. From Dusty Rhodes to Sold Out Shows, Jake the Snake walking around with some half-naked hoes. This the show that y'all been waiting for, so let's go. It's the Wrestling Audio Revolution, yo.
Working hard is putting me into a coma. Getting high with Sabu on a bunch of unprescribed somas. I never fret, I never get worried. When with the chair swinging, freak balls, Mahoney.
Yo, last but never least is the Grime Minister. No Alex Riley on my side, just the commissioner. Making Jeff Merrick Von Erich go between the ropes if you wanna get color to your head like Terrence Taylor. The boss like Ray Traylor. Make the O show, show more ass than Layla. No commercial sponsors, who do you advertise? Once again, the revolution will not be televised.
You don't hear the fireworks, you don't hear the explosions. That would be because my co-host, the Grime Minister Luke Force, who I haven't seen, who didn't make our production meeting, who I haven't talked to in several weeks, isn't here. So I'm going to just kind of start doing this the best I can on my own and talk about things like the Hardys and CM Punk. Ric Flair's been in the news this week. Bill Goldberg has been in the news this week. Lots of names from the past this week. And we'll talk about all of them here. Well, first I want to start out with the WWE news of the week. Start out with what's been happening on Raw with CM Punk. CM Punk is now basically the hottest thing going in wrestling because people want to see what he's going to do, what he's going to say. He's now involved with Kevin Nash, of all people, who's decided to cancel all his indie bookings and, I guess, maybe lead to a match with CM Punk. We don't know. And before I really get going, I should introduce the man running the boards, Mike Pignatero. And I think our laughing man is in shape over there.
I'm all right.
He's here. Isaac, Coney Funk, Meadows, he is here to try and make some noise after a long night. I think was a long night.
Very long.
Boring.
Okay, I'm guessing we have a
boring.
Pyro. Right? You done? Are you done?
Shut the fuck up.
Coney Funk? Over there looking like what? A pile of bones to me. You got something you want to say to me?
Wait a minute.
You got something you want to say to me?
Wait. No, I'm going to talk. You're going to shut your hole. Because I haven't heard from you in 3 weeks. I don't have a bloody clue what the hell has been up your butt.
First of all, that's a lie because you did talk to me yesterday. Because we did an episode of Vintage Update, which you're no longer a part of, by the way.
Okay, wait.
Because of your unprofessional acts.
Wait a second. No.
Hold up.
First of all, we've never taped on a Saturday or Sunday. You never talk to me. You know where I am. You know where to find me. Don't give me this bullshit.
So where did I come up with this date? How come all of a sudden you don't seem to remember? All of a sudden you're going fucking Woody Woodpecker on me?
No, not really.
You're going to play Scooby-Doo with me?
Not really, because I don't know what the hell is up with you. I don't have a bloody clue what is going on. Why you're posting videos spitting on the logo? Why you're doing all this other crap about this whole thing about I am the unprofessional one, how I disagree with you about the way the show should be handled?
Is that a shoot or is that a work? Come on, Sean. You want to shoot with the fucking Cowboys? Okay. Why don't you say it? Why don't you say it? Is that a shoot or is that a work? Do you agree or do you disagree with my creative direction?
Well, I'm not saying I disagree, but I don't disagree with all of it at all. And you know this. We've had this conversation off the air many times, and that's where I would have preferred to keep it. But you decided to go out on our Facebook page and in a public forum and say what you felt you needed to say. I don't know why you feel this way. You didn't come to me and direct this. You just went off on your own. Flying by the seat of your pants, like always.
Like always.
Like always.
Let me tell you something. You keep acting like this, and then there's either two options. Either I pack up and leave, or I fire your ass the same way I fired you from Vintage Update.
Well, wait a minute. You can't do that, though.
And by the way, you were fired and you appeared on the air. You called me. That is a violation.
Okay. I didn't know you were taping.
I will fire you from this show the same way I fired you from that show.
Okay, you don't have the right to do that.
Why?
Because do you not remember what we signed, that we have 50-50 intellectual property ownership of Wrestling Audio Revolution?
The name.
Yes, the name, which means the show can continue under that name. We each have right to this.
So you're going to continue the show without me?
If that's what I need to do, yes.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see you put the people to sleep. I'd like to see this thing fall to its grisly death without Luke Force. Okay. Because that's what would happen.
Do you really think that your clown show is what gets people listening to this?
Do you really think you could carry 1 hour on the air?
I'm trained to do so, and you know that.
Did you graduate?
That's not relevant, but yes, I did. Okay.
All right. Okay, so you got a degree. You got a degree in journalism.
Yeah.
You're a hell of a journalist. I can't deny that. Regardless of anything going on with me or you, you're a hell of a journalist. As far as your wrestling knowledge, you have a vast knowledge of the professional wrestling business. But the fact is, nobody cares about George fucking Hackenschmidt, and nobody cares about Carl Gotch.
Okay. First of all, I have never brought up those names on the air. They put me to sleep. So I don't know where you're getting that from.
You have begged me for 2 years straight to talk about Hackenschmidt and Gotch.
Okay, I don't know what you've been smoking, but obviously some people need some more. I've never mentioned, because those names are even too old for me to know. But anyway, I just kind of look at wrestling differently. Yes, there's entertainment in wrestling. We've talked about this. I am just a believer that entertainment shouldn't overtake wrestling. We shouldn't become the show. We should be reporting on it. We've talked about this.
So basically what you're saying is you want us to be more like, I don't know, say Aftermath.
No, because that's a joke.
Okay, so what do you want then?
What I want is there needs to be balance. There needs to be balance on this program. Yes, there is a place for having fun and telling jokes and being goofs. There's time for that.
Trust me, I'm not joking right now, pal.
No, I understand that you're not. I realize that you're not. I'm not sitting here and going to degrade you unless you want to go down that road, because you know that I can't.
Well, what about these guys? What about these guys and the way they've reacted? The way they've stuck their nose in my business? Okay? Yeah. You got nothing to say now, right?
Okay.
Whereas, what's Mike saying? Mike had a lot to say on that answering machine message. Don't you think that was a little bit premature?
Okay. But, again,
I apologize for my actions. Okay?
Okay.
I apologize for my actions, okay?
All right.
Humans make mistakes.
All right.
I deserve a second chance.
Okay.
Mike shouldn't have left that message. Okay. Swearing, my fucking girlfriend heard that shit.
Okay.
Okay, what do you think she thought when she heard that?
I don't know. You gotta tell me that. I don't know. I'm not in your girlfriend's head. Okay, but you know what? Let's calm down. Let's be professionals. Let's do this show.
Let's do this show.
Can we do that?
Sound like Doink the Fucking Clown. Yo, why don't you get on the mic and say some shit? Nobody can hear you anyway, so as long as you're gonna stay off mic, I ain't got shit to say to you. I'm not even gonna acknowledge it. Oh, you got something to say? You wanna sit? I didn't fucking think so. Because once again, Isaac's priorities are all out of whack. We wonder why Ian is the way he is.
Okay.
Right? We wonder why Ian is the way he is.
Okay.
Look at Isaac. Okay. He had a show to do today. Yeah. What kind of condition is Ian to do a show? I could have brought Jeff Hardy in here to be a fucking better laugh man than him.
Okay, but let's talk about Jeff Hardy for a minute. Let's forget about all this hostility for, let's get through this show. You brought up Jeff Hardy's name, so let's talk about Jeff Hardy for a minute.
Go ahead.
All right. Basically,
I'll just sit here and just, I won't chime in with anything.
That's your choice. I didn't ask you to do that. But let's talk about Jeff Hardy for a minute. I mentioned it at the beginning of the show. That Jeff Hardy has returned to TNA. Truthfully, I don't know why. Because he is messed up. Should he be working? Probably not. But he returned to TNA and he's going to be placed in that main event spot where they like to put him. Because he's a star.
Now they announced that he actually announced to the crowd then, did he?
Yeah.
That I know that he did, but was that actually something that they were going to put on their TV show?
I don't know at this point. We'll have to wait and see this week.
Okay.
We're not sure.
But the angle is that he is apologizing for showing up like Coney Funk, and he wants one more chance.
Yes.
Now, I'll give him one more chance. Coney Funk's a different story, but
okay.
As far as the Hardys go, that wasn't the end of the Hardy news.
No.
Because I think it was about 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
Matt Hardy, the one that was supposed to be the sane one.
Yeah, really.
Ends up getting busted for DUI and crashing into a tree.
Yeah.
Right? This has been an ongoing thing, it seems, with this whole group of guys. And it doesn't end with Jeff and Matt.
No.
But also the Hurricane Helms.
Another
member of the North Carolina crew.
Yep.
Shannon Moore better watch his back, is all I'm going to say.
He's like the next one, right?
Yeah. And it just seems like a lot of stories involving this crew. This is not Shane Helms' his first arrest either.
No.
Matt Hardy has just been getting weirder and weirder, releasing these bizarre videos.
I'm not sure Matt is stable. We talk about Jeff showing up drugged out and messed up, and but at least Jeff has come out and said, I'm stoned. I got high. Whatever. Because I got high, yeah. And Matt just kind of denies everything.
Right.
Matt lives in his own little alternate universe where he just kind of does and says whatever, with no idea of the consequences or repercussions or anything else.
He just seems to be attention-starved.
Yeah.
I can't stand people that are attention-starved.
Really? You can't do that.
Okay, sorry. Am I going back to the initial problem?
You might be.
Okay.
You might be.
Well, I'll try to be a professional.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you.
But Jeff Hardy, I would love to see the Hardy Boys get on the right page. And right now, Matt is publicly saying he's now sober.
And reborn.
This is what has woken him up.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a new man. He's not going to use the pills. He's not going to use the other stuff. Probably still use the weed.
Yeah.
But, you know, Motley Crue did, and they're okay.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's the deal. Shane Helms, as far as he goes, he just seems to be a bit of an imbecile, to be honest.
Yeah, not a bright guy.
Because he just seems to have one problem after another.
Didn't he crash? Got fingerprinted for a motorcycle or something.
Right, 8:30 in the morning.
Dude, what are you doing at 8:30 in the morning, right, crashing your motorcycle?
Yeah, so lots of wacky things involving other North Carolinians. We saw the incident with Ric Flair.
Yeah.
They are now going to be suing ESPN.com affiliated website.
Yeah, Gruntland.com.
Over some claims that he admitted in his book.
Yeah.
And his representative even said specifically, we are suing over the untrue statement that he has alcoholic cardiomyopathy.
Yes.
In his book, he admits he has it. So either, I guess really what this probably means is that those books are bullshit.
Either the book is bullshit, which he wrote, or about himself, or ESPN made something up. I'm going to go with the fact he's just pissed that ESPN said it.
Right.
Because ESPN and Gruntwald.com, reputable news agencies.
I bet the whole fucking Four Horsemen have alcoholic...
You want to help me out with this? Alcoholic
cardiomyopathy.
Cardiomyopathy, yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if Tully had it, and Barry Windham had it, and Ole's got it.
Harley Race's got it, that's
Harley
for sure.
Race's probably got it. Dusty's got it.
Yeah.
That whole crew that used to run around Jim Crockett Promotions in the NWA in the mid to late 80s, probably all have it.
Right.
But anyway.
I got it.
Isaac's got it.
Isaac, probably. Yeah. Well, at least from last night, right?
Mike has expressed to me privately that he thinks he has it.
Okay.
Along with herpes. You know, it's pretty good to be back here, I must say.
Yes.
It is good to see you again.
Yes.
We've had a lot of good times. I mean,
we have. I mean,
we met Ric Flair together, and we met Shawn Michaels together.
That's true. And if I remember, at the end of the Shawn Michaels, remember you wanted to hang around a little longer? In the freezing rain? Remember that?
No.
Yeah, that actually... Remember what happened to me the next day after I got home?
Can you blame me for marking out for the HBK?
No, I'm not... But did we have to wait outside in the freezing rain after we had the autograph and waited in the snowstorm?
You only get these opportunities so very often.
Okay, and I'm not, you know, dumping on you about the opportunity. What I'm saying is, after we got the autograph, we could have gone indoors. That's all I'm saying. Logic says, do not stay outside in minus 10 in freezing rain and sleet and snow and crap when we both got sick the next day.
Speaking of the Heartbreak Kid, just to go on in the news a little bit, yes. We did see the return of his big buddy.
Yeah.
Kevin Nash.
Kevin.
Returning to television, looking like he's got two left feet.
And maybe a right one coming out somewhere else.
Yeah.
Out of his mouth, maybe.
And looking pretty big up top and still got those little chicken legs.
Yep. Looks like he's going to fall over any moment.
They are building a match between him and CM Punk. I can't imagine what is going on there. What do you think?
That thing could be bad. That could be really bad, and it better be a 5-minute squash, and it better be on free television.
Can Punk carry him?
Can anybody carry him? That's a better question. If anybody can, it might be Punk, but I'm going to have a tough time watching this.
What has amazed me with the Kevin Nash return to television is just how much he has shit the bed on the mic.
Oh my god.
He was worse than Mike. Oh. And those few times that Mike has gotten on the mic and pretty much swallowed it whole.
Well, unfortunately, Mike, there is a small shred of truth to that.
See?
But as much as I love Mike, and Mike's a great guy, and Mike makes us sound good, and I appreciate that.
Will the Nash CM Punk match be on the pay-per-view?
God, I hope not, but I think so.
That seems to be where they're building.
Yes.
It seems so bizarre to me. I mean, the CM Punk momentum, everything was going so well, and then we get to SummerSlam, and it's like their idea for, okay, this is how we'll really propel him. We'll put him in the ring with a fucking 7-foot sack of potatoes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It just seems like the most bizarre choice of what to do with that particular momentum.
Well, we should talk about, though, some of the political backstage reasons why we think this might be happening.
Okay, so we will talk about that when we come back from this first break. Wrestling Audio Revolution, things seem to be running a bit smoother now, and the show is back on the rails, and we will be back, the commissioner, the grime minister, and those other
welcome,
guys.
Welcome, okay, so we'll welcome to the one and only So That Wrestling Show, you know.
And we are back here on the show, Wrestling Audio Revolution. This is the season finale, and I am here for the first time in a long time, face-to-face with my co-host, the Commissioner Sean Cunningham. Sean, we were talking before the break about Kevin Nash returning to television,
yep.
And you brought up the political reasons why. Why don't you sort of enlighten the audience as to that?
There is a significant, I guess, story going around the locker room and around the wrestling world that Triple H, who is now, I guess, in charge, legit, and Kevin Nash and everybody involved with the old clique don't really care for CM Punk that much.
Right, but that goes back to his initial, you know, first tryout matches in the company where Shawn Michaels and Triple H buried him in front of the monitor. And
yeah.
I mean, that's been an ongoing thing.
Yeah, and they've decided, I guess, to use it 6 years later as a, you know, point of contention.
With that said, Sean Waltman has gone public saying how he thinks Punk is the best thing in wrestling right now. Kevin Nash has also said he's really become a big fan of CM Punk and also Shawn Michaels.
And also the other name I've read is Steve Austin's name.
Oh yeah, and they've gone back and forth, a little bit of Twitter battling there.
Yep.
And whether that is going to be a match at WrestleMania, I think that there's definitely a chance of it.
I know that they really, both of them really want to do the match.
And this year's WrestleMania is going to be one that definitely plays on the nostalgia factor.
And I think it needs to right now. The company needs to find a way. WWE as a whole needs to transition away from these legends, as great as they are, to give the rub to these new younger guys like Punk and John Cena.
Can you imagine the return, in-ring returns of Steve Austin and The Rock on the same show?
You know what? If you had asked me that 6 months ago, the answer would have been no.
That also brings up another name that has been saying he wants to have a match at WrestleMania, and he is in negotiations with the company right now. That is the hardcore legend Mick Foley.
Yeah, I've read that as well. He's definitely talking to them right now. I don't know whether it's for a match or for maybe the Hall of Fame induction that I think he's owed anyway. He would be an interesting name to have in Miami, probably to go along with Randy Savage. I don't know who else they're thinking about, but those would be definitely two names that you want there.
Could be a very good year for the Hall of Fame, in fact.
Could be. Very well.
We also wanted to talk a bit about the tag division, and that's another thing that Triple H has been very instrumental, playing a big part in wanting to restructure the tag division.
Well, and basically revive it, because it's been dead for about 5 years.
McGillicuddy and
Otunga.
That's his name.
Yes.
They took the belts off them last week on Raw, right?
Well, Jerry
Not
Lawler
only took the belts off them. Go ahead.
Jerry Lawler buried them.
Buried their
called
ass.
Called them boring. Called them all kinds of things, and just said they were basically that they were worthless. Now, I understand.
I know how he feels.
Oh, I'm not. Okay, you might, but that's however you want to feel about it. We'll deal with that later on. All right.
Is that a threat?
No, I'm just saying we'll have the discussion at the end of the show. We don't need to have it now.
Okay.
Okay? That's all I'm saying.
Lawler buried them.
Lawler buried them, and for Jerry Lawler to bury somebody on commentary, it's not like Michael Cole or, you know, a legit, like, Michael who's trying to be a heel. Jerry Lawler only buries somebody when he's told by Vince or Kevin Dunn or whoever is in the earpiece to do so.
Absolutely. And it seems kind of strange because it's really just kind of a rib on the company when you're burying the tag champ. How long have they been champions now? 6 months?
I think so.
When you're burying guys that have been the tag champs, your tag champ, there's only one set of champions now.
Yeah.
And they've been the tag champs for 6 months. And you're out here burying them, talking about how horrible they are, how they're the most boring thing in the world. Yeah. Doesn't that kind of make your company look bad?
It does. I don't really understand what they're trying to do. But they did take the belts off them, put them on Evan Bourne and Kofi Kingston, which would be a much more entertaining tag team.
Absolutely, but it's just two guys thrown together.
Yeah, well, that's what the tag team division has been for the last half decade as it is.
Right. That could change with Triple H, who does have his sights set on signing the Kings of Wrestling. Are they signed right now, Kings of Wrestling, from Ring of Honor?
I don't think so, but I know that it's a foregone conclusion that they're going to sign.
A fantastic tag team. They're going to light the territory on fire. I have no doubt about that.
They will.
Also a lot of interest in the Briscoes. Ring of Honor not going to do very well, I don't think.
No, Ring of Honor might be cleaned out a large chunk of it. I would also think that maybe Benjamin and Haas, formerly the world's greatest tag team, is something that are two people that WB has their eyes set on, for
right.
sure.
Benjamin already worked some dark matches a few months back.
Yes, he did.
On SmackDown.
And they really, really want him to come back, but I'm wondering if it's money or term or something.
Speaking of Benjamin, I mean, going to Ring of Honor for him really was just the best thing he could have done. I mean, I know it wasn't necessarily his choice because he got released, but he definitely is
reinvigorated. That's the word you're looking for.
And he's really got his work rate back up high again, and he's really busting his ass. Well, Ring of Honor is just great for that.
If he's happy, then that's wonderful, and he needs to come back to work and be happy and show that he is that top-level athlete that everybody knew he was.
Right, because he was stale when he left, and he was just, he wasn't good in the ring
he,
anymore.
He was
and
going
that was
through
kind
the
of
motions.
A strange
it was
thing
really
to
boring.
Watch, to watch Shelton Benjamin, who's this great athlete, great wrestler, and to see him in there just kind of spinning his wheels, you know?
Well, but he had boo-boo face on. He was pissed off. He wasn't happy with his spot. And
it's a very,
that's the way he dealt with it.
Which is a reoccurring thing in that locker room, by the way.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that I know are unhappy with their spot.
So. Right, right. I mean, Chavo Guerrero
quit the company over.
Now, speaking of Chavo,
yeah,
is that what they're building on TNA?
I guess. I don't really know.
Because I have heard a lot of rumors and reports about that. And with the whole Jeff Jarrett angle of being this
the Mexican champion.
Is he the AAA champion or the CMLL?
He's the champion of AAA, I believe.
Right.
Right now.
But anyway, so he's doing the whole angle where he wears the sombrero and he comes out in the poncho and everything.
Yes.
And I was just figuring that maybe that's what that meant. And I had heard reports on various websites about that. So.
Well, and that would make some sense. And you got to know that his Uncle Hector is already there. And
right, and that's another thing that kind of tipped it off
for me. As the Spanish announcer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Hold on one sec, okay? Ooh. I apologize to everybody out there. I have to take this one if you don't mind. Meltzer! Hey, what's up, bro? How are you? Good, good. Oh, you talked to him, did you? Did he give you the good news? Oh, man, I cannot wait. You have no idea. I cannot wait to be on the air with you.
Okay, I have no idea.
You still on at midnight? Oh, right, right. They're on Sirius Satellite Radio now. I forgot. Okay. But yeah, man, I am so excited. I've waited for so long to be able to be on the air with a legend such as yourself. Okay, man. All right, all the love being sent to the West Coast, bro. Okay? Yeah, say hello to Brian for me. All right, peace, bro. Sorry about that, Sean.
Is there a reason you had to take a phone call on the air?
Sometimes it's important. It was long distance, you know what I mean? He was going to have to, like,
okay, that couldn't have
pay
waited.
The bill, basically.
Dude, that couldn't have waited.
It got to my answering machine, and I just,
yeah, yeah, and
he's
I, and
Dave
I,
Meltzer.
Okay, I understand it's Dave Meltzer, but that's not the point. It's you do it on air. Like, unprofessional and a half.
Okay, well, Mike can just edit this part out. It's fine. Are we done with news, or can I just...
I don't know. Can we send it to break or something? We might want to...
Mike, let's take it to break from Wrestling Audio Revolution. We will be back with the big announcement, the announcement that will change the entire landscape of Wrestling Audio Revolution. Now hit my music.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the one and only So That Wrestling Show. You know... From Dusty Rhodes to sold out shows.
And we are back here for the final segment.
Wait, 1 second. You said something before the break about my music?
Our music, whatever.
Okay, no. But you said very clearly.
Don't nitpick.
I'm not going to nitpick, but when did this become yours?
Are you really asking me that question?
Yes, I'm going to ask you that question.
When I created it.
Okay.
When I came up with the name, when I came up with the logo.
Okay.
When I came up with the technology to record the show. Do you remember the first season, Sean?
Yeah, I do. I don't dispute that. Again, but here's the thing. We agreed a long time ago that this was 50-50. There are names on paper in ink that say this is a 50-50 partnership.
Well, basically, let me put it to you this way then. Let's just cut to the fucking chase then.
Okay.
Okay? I don't need this anymore. And that brings up the entire announcement that I've been just dying to make since the second I walked in this studio. I've just been beaming, haven't I?
Yeah, you have.
And that's because I know something that you don't know.
Okay.
I know something that he doesn't know. I know something that she doesn't know. He brings his girlfriend to the studio. Why? Because he thinks I won't hit him if his girlfriend's here.
Okay. Why does this involve hitting
him? And I got news for you. That's not the case. So don't step out of line, Isaac. I told you this on Vintage Update yesterday. Less than 24 hours ago. But let's get that announcement out of the way because I just can't hold it inside. I'm just bubbling. Ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to announce that this will be the final episode of Wrestling Audio Revolution.
Excuse me?
This is the last episode of this show. We do thank you so much for all of your Luigi Tyrone, baby, we love you. Thank you for downloading the show, promoting the show.
Wait, thank you so much.
Shut
the fuck up. Thank you. Let me see if I can. You don't have the authority to end this show. You don't. I'm going to talk. You're going to shut up. I've listened to you talk. I've listened to you run off at the mouth. You want to think you're a big shot? You go right ahead and do that. Mike, can we do this without him? Isaac, would it upset you in any way
to do this? I can do this motherfucker's job.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, come on. Ike, here's what we can do. We can talk some old school wrestling. I know how much you like that.
I love the vintage.
Old school.
We can do this shit with there, Luke. I know more about vintage than he does anyway.
Over my fucking dead body will you be doing old school on this show.
Okay.
Okay?
Wait a minute. 50-50.
You seriously gonna dress him up as me and sit him in this chair? Are you sure about that one, Sean?
Well...
He has no experience. He's got a perfect face for radio, but he sucks at it.
Okay. You want to sit here and be an ass and think you're a big shot and think you're a big deal. We can go there because I know you're not.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You say your piece and then I'll tell you why I am.
All right. No, because here's the deal. I've known you for 10 years. How many times have I bailed your ass out? You tell me that.
A couple. There's been a couple times when you have been there at the right time. Yes.
Okay.
And that has gone both ways.
Okay, I don't dispute it, but let's evaluate everything. Okay? When we were in college together and you didn't have any money or any food, who bailed you out? For about 6 weeks.
I don't know, probably my parents or something like that?
No. Me.
You're talking about in residence?
Yes. 6 weeks.
Okay.
$400 of my own money to make sure you didn't starve.
Okay.
True or false? No, I'm not done. But true or false? Tell the audience. Yes or no?
There were some times in high school or in college when, yes, you bailed me out.
Okay. Let's.
I always took that as just you repaying me, okay?
For what, dude?
Dude, I'm not going to say that on the air. You know for what. Come on, man.
I wish I did, but anyway.
Fire alarms. Right? You're late for school. You gotta get into a cab. Who do you think's putting you in the fucking cab?
Okay, yes. You physically helped me.
Who do you think's carrying you down the fire fucking escape?
Okay. That happened one time. And I... Okay. And you want to play this game with me? You want to go here? Okay.
You went there. I didn't go there.
Okay. No, but you want to sit here and play this little one-up game that you are the bigger man, right? That you came to my defense. Let's speed things up. Let's move forward into the future. A couple of years ago. All right?
Dude.
Let's talk about...
You're not going
to go. Yes, I'm going to go there. When you had nowhere to live. You need a roof over your head. You didn't want to go home to mom and dad. And you need a place to stay for 6 weeks. Who put you up? Okay? I didn't charge you a dime. Okay? Not a single dime out of your pocket.
I cleaned your house.
Yes, you did.
I cooked for you too.
Okay, and I'm not disputing that. But that is not, you know, that doesn't cover the groceries or the rent that I paid. Let's be truthful about it. Okay? I did that because you are my friend, because you came to me. And now you're going to sit here and say you're bigger and better than me? That we're not equal? That's bullshit.
Is it?
Yeah, it
is. I got the call, Sean.
Okay, what? I had no idea what you're talking about.
I got the call.
The call from who?
Because this goes back to fucking college. You want to go there? This goes back to Humber College.
Okay. I have no clue what you're talking about.
When I told you I could take you down to O'Grady's.
Yeah, okay.
And I could have you mingle with the likes of Jeff Merrick. I could have you mingle with the likes of the greatest on-air personality in the history of wrestling audio, Dan the Mouth Lavransky. Do you remember that?
I do.
And I took you down there.
Yeah, and they weren't there when I went there.
Okay, but my intention was for you to be there mingling with all of the bigwigs in the wrestling audio genre.
Okay. All right.
And I always said to you, Sean, one of these days, either you or me are going to get the call.
Okay.
If we just keep hanging around here and keep getting to know these guys, eventually one of us is going to get picked up.
Okay.
I watched Jason Agnew. I watched John fucking Pollock with his pizza face take my spot, okay?
Okay.
Do you know how much that killed me to be in this fucking rat hole when I should be in Sirius Studios?
Okay.
Do you know how much it killed me to carry bags such as Mike Pignatero and Isaac Meadows, a couple of talented, untalented hacks? Do you know how much that burns a hole in my fucking stomach, Sean? The fact that I watched all these fucking nothings surpass me?
Okay, explain something.
Those days are over.
Okay.
I got the call, Sean, and I don't need to be hanging out in this fucking Parkdale rat hole anymore. I don't need to be sitting across from your beady eyes anymore. Because if you're going to go on in this show with him and with him, I quit.
Okay. Dude.
I quit.
All right. Then if you quit.
I got other options to exercise, Sean. Maybe I'll just go and join the O Show. Maybe I'll go sit alongside another legend, Donnie Abreu.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
A pioneer in the wrestling audio genre.
Okay.
I am a legend on that level. I am the next Dave Meltzer. I am the next Brian Alvarez.
Man.
What the fuck are you?
Hey, I didn't. This isn't about who I. You think you're a big shot. Am I going to hear you on the radio in 2 weeks? No.
You don't think so?
I know that. These guys know that.
Why let these guys speak? They've just sat here. They haven't said shit.
I'll fucking say something.
Oh, don't have an anxiety attack, Mike.
Oh, chill out, how about, and let me say a few words. First of all, Luke Force. Luke Farce. Luke Far from the fucking truth. That message was fucking private, not for the audience, but your unethical, sociopath dumbass aired it on Vintage Update and has given you as much morals as a fucking convicted rapist. But not even just a convicted rapist, a repeat offender convicted rapist. Because you've been caught fucking this show in the ass with your lies, and you continue to do it. And not only that, I got some more shit to say. You are the editor of this show. You're the editor. That's fucking hilarious because I'm the one after the show, hours, spending hours doing this while you're, I think you're the first case of a weed addict. I think you're the only, if scientists did a study on you, the fucking statistics would plummet. It's ridiculous. And I'll give you an example of what. Was one day you were downtown Port Hope, our hometown, and you happened to see my dad on the street. And he happened to give you money for, I don't know, I forget what he gave you money for. I just picked something for him up. But you take that money and you can go spend it on weed. And you haven't even paid that man back. And that is fucking ridiculous. And how's this speech for articulate, you Michael Cole sounded motherfucker? That's all I have to say on the matter.
I just want to say that I can't fucking wait to take this motherfucker's job. Bald ass motherfucker trying to look like me. Keep your goddamn name. Keep my name out of your goddamn mouth because I'm tired of hearing you talk this shit all the fucking time. Sean's the only one with real talent around here. Mike does all the fucking editing. And I'm tired of being the laugh track in the back for you to fucking talk shit on. And I'm going to get up here and do your job better than you can even fucking do it ever. You can have fun with those little fucking fags down the street that you're going to go do the audio bullshit with. Because I'll sit here and talk about Dick Murdoch all fucking day. And I'll slap the taste out of your goddamn mouth, you little piece of shit.
So, Sean, this is the guy you got fighting your battles. You brought a one-armed man to a boxing match. Well, Isaac, I got news for you. You got to learn sooner or later. And obviously, your mama, Wendy, did not teach you this. But I will teach you this. And that is, you do not throw rocks at a machine gun-wielding maniac. I'm not saying I'm a maniac, but you don't do that. Okay?
Wait a minute, you're going to slap the taste out of my mouth? You're going to, with one arm,
you're going to do that, Isaac?
Wait.
I'll break your other arm because I know for a fact you ain't nothing but a Bob Orton, okay? You have been faking this injury for weeks now. Okay, Isaac, we've given you the sympathy. Are you done yet? Are you ready to go back to work? Are you ready to just drop the whole arm injury angle? Seriously. Because if you are, then yes, let's go outside. We can do the double fisting. But otherwise, why don't you keep your fucking mouth shut? Quit ruining lives such as Ian's. Because Ian's a good kid, and you are a horrible influence on him. And as far as you, well, I don't know what you're laughing at, Sean.
Okay.
This is the end of Wrestling Audio Revolution as we know it. Okay. This is the end of me and you. So what you laughing about? Maybe I got to go over there and slap the taste out of your mouth, too. Huh?
I got to slap the taste out of your mouth? You really think you're a big shot.
Yeah, I think I'm a big shot.
Get out of his fucking face.
This guy ain't gonna do shit. Mike ain't gonna do shit.
Fucking gay.
His girlfriend might do something, but she's the only one with any balls in this fucking room.
Kill it. Kill it. Kill it.
Fucking kill you. Kill it.